Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Financially Boundless, the podcast. My name's Dane Janis. I'm an IRS licensed enrolled agent and the CEO and founder of Boundless Tax. We're at boundlesstax.com, and we sponsor this podcast. Today, we're going to talk about a question that a lot of our potential clients or regular clients come up with at some point. Before we get into sort of this mystery question that we have today, I have to take a second out and mention our podcast sponsor. So give us 30 seconds and we'll be right back. So the question that we get a lot from potential clients or already existing clients is, what happens when I freelance? Or what happens if I have my own small business or a side gig or a side hustle? Essentially, they all mean the same thing, and they all mean the same thing for tax purposes. That's what I'm talking about here, is for tax purposes, what happens if you're a freelancer or a small business owner? Well, it does come with its own set of challenges, but we're here to explain what those challenges are and how you get through those challenges fairly easily. So like I kind of mentioned before, this pertains to freelancers, side hustlers, people with side gigs, or small business owners. Whatever you may call it, the tax treatment is the same. So what tax consequences does this have? Well, instead of you having a regular job and getting a paycheck every couple weeks, and in the end, at the end of the year, getting a Form W-2 from said employer, you're going to get a Form 1099 if you're a freelancer or a side gig or side hustler, or you're just going to receive income from your clients as a small business owner. You're not going to get that Form W-2. You're not going to get that paycheck. So what happens is what we're talking about here. Well, what happens for tax purposes if you're a sole proprietor, which most freelancers and really small business owners are, is you're going to file a Schedule C with your individual tax return or your Form 1040 at the end of the year during tax season. The Schedule C probably isn't something that you've had to file before, but it's something that most tax professionals are very experienced in. So I'm going to put this little 30-second PSA out there. I'm a tax professional. I'm not trying to sell you my services or anything like that. I'm just trying to say that if you have to file a Schedule C for the first time, maybe get the help of a tax professional. This isn't something you necessarily want to go through for the first time by yourself on like a TurboTax or H&R Block at home or something like that. Go get yourself an actual tax professional that you can talk to about this. Now, with that said, you're going to want to keep track of quite a few things. And tax time is going to be made a heck of a lot easier if you keep track of the couple things that I'm about to tell you. The first thing you're going to want to keep track of is your income. So, like I had mentioned just a few minutes ago, if you're a freelancer or you have a side gig or a side hustle, you're probably going to get what's called a Form 1099 at the end of the year. This is similar to a W-2, but I know if you've seen a W-2 before, it has quite a few numbers on it that you need to put into your tax return. A Form 1099 has only one number on it, and usually that number is in a box called non-employee compensation. What non-employee compensation means is exactly how it sounds, that you're not an employee of that company by traditional standards, but they're compensating you for a product or service. So this would be your income for tax purposes, the number on this 1099. If you're a small business owner, obviously you're not going to send yourself a 1099. So you're going to need to keep track of your income a little more closely so that you can know what your income number is at tax time. Now, come tax time, you're going to want to know both your income number and you're going to want to know your expense number. So keep track of all your expenses as well. That's the other thing I want to tell you to keep track of, is your expenses. Keep all your receipts, keep all documentation, keep bank statements, keep any documentation that you can that keeps track of your expenses. So what kind of expenses are we talking? Literally anything that can relate to your business 100%. So if you're an Uber driver and you're out driving late and you need to eat, if you have a meal, that can be half, 50% deducted as part of your freelancing Uber business. If you put mileage on your car in a freelancing situation like Uber, you can deduct mileage at the IRS standard mileage rate. If you need uniforms, so like if you're a Grubhub driver and you deliver food, you might have to pay for a t-shirt or, you know, those nice hot cold bags that your food arrives in. If you get charged for them, deduct them. Any kind of expenses can be part of this as long as they're related to your business. With that said, I also recommend that you keep everything separated. Just like the Offspring once said, keep them separated. Yeah, well, that's what we mean as far as business and personal expenses. So if
you're going to have a freelance business, you're gonna have a small business, keep your finances separate. Maybe open up another personal account or even a business bank account to run all your income and expenses through. It might not have all that much activity if you're a small-time freelancer, but it really helps keep everything separate from your personal income. If you want to take some of the money from your freelance business or from your small business to pay yourself, that's fine. Just transfer it from that bank account into your own personal accounts. But there's a way to account for this that a bookkeeper or accountant could help you out with. So to keep track of those expenses, I have a couple suggestions. One is to use software, or two is to just use a spreadsheet or a Google Sheet of sorts. If you want to use software, I recommend QuickBooks Online or Wave Accounting. Now, QuickBooks Online is from Intuit. It's the same people that bring you TurboTax and the budgeting software Mint. They have created a great bookkeeping software. It's essentially a bookkeeping software that tracks your income and expenses for your small business or freelance business. There is a cost to this software, so it is a monthly subscription. I can actually get you 50% off subscription for this for the life of the subscription because I'm a QuickBooks Pro Advisor. That means I am trained and certified in the use of QuickBooks Online. The other software is Wave Accounting. This is at waveapps.com. It's waveapps.com. This is a completely free software. It does essentially the same thing that QuickBooks Online does. It keeps track of your income and expenses through automatic bank feeds and through some categorization on your part, but it's free. It's meant for freelancers and small business owners, and it's a great piece of software. Again, if you have any questions in the use of Wave Accounting, I'm also a Wave Pro Network member, so I'm not trying to advertise myself to you or anything like that. I'm just trying to help you with a free tool that can help you track your income and expenses. So another part of this whole freelancing and side business thing is you have to make quarterly estimated payments of tax. Now, you may have heard this before if you have a 1099, that one number on that form 1099, there's no tax withheld from. It's not like getting a paycheck every couple weeks from an employer where they withhold, you know, those 10 to 12 taxes that you have taken out of your check and you go, where's my money? It's your responsibility if you're a freelancer or a small business owner. So you have to make quarterly estimated payments. These payments are generally, the due dates kind of vary every year depending on how they fall, but they're generally in April, July, October, and the January of the following year. You make four payments according to what your income you think is going to be after your income and expenses are added up. So, for example, let's say you're an Uber driver and you think you're going to make $10,000 this year. That would put you at $2,500 a quarter. If you're making $2,500 a quarter, let's say that you have $1,000 worth of expenses a quarter or $4,000 of expenses per year. So that means you're going to make net income of $1,500 a quarter. What I recommend for most of my clients is a flat 20% for federal withholding. So if you're going to think you're going to make $1,500 driving for Uber after all your expenses have been taken out of your income, you should withhold $150 of your income just for taxes. Once the first due date rolls around, so the first due date every year is in April, it's around April 15th, the same time that your taxes are due, you would send that $150 into the IRS. The easiest way to do this is to go online. There's a website for the Electronic Federal Tax Payment System, or EFTPS for short. You can go online, you can set up an account with a username and password that links directly to your personal or business bank account to pay that $150 in tax. You want to make sure you pay this on time, so check out the due dates. They, like I said, kind of fluctuate every year, but make sure you pay this on time so that the IRS cannot hit you with any interest or penalties. Now, the same thing also goes for state and local taxes. Depending on your state or your locality, these tax rates vary. As an example, we're in Pennsylvania, so we have a flat state tax rate of 3.07%. So I calculate that exact 3.07% of any revenue that I'm going to generate from freelancing or a side gig or a small business. Same way with local taxes. Pennsylvania does have a local tax. Our local tax in my jurisdiction is 1.25%, so I do the same thing for my local taxes at that 1.25%. If all of this sounds completely over your head or is very confusing, I recommend getting a licensed tax professional to help you out with this. So that's about it. This is a really quick rundown of how to be a freelancer and what the tax consequences of being a freelancer are. My firm also has a website. We're Boundless Tax, so Boundless, like the name of this channel, tax.com. You can live chat with me on there or one of our other tax professionals, and we'll be sure to answer any questions that you have.
So from the bottom of my heart, I really want to thank you for listening to our podcast today. I invite you to subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play. We're on pretty much anywhere you get a podcast from. So I invite you to subscribe to us. We got new podcasts dropping every week or two. We also have a YouTube channel now that I invite you to check out and subscribe to. In both places, our name is Financially Boundless, and we're part of the Boundless Financial Network of Boundless Tax, Bookkeeping, and Payroll. I thank you again for giving us a listen, and we'll see you next week.